man is walking on a lonely country road. A mysterious craft appears, carrying strange people. He blacks out, recovering days later with only hazy memories of what actually happened to him. As time goes by, he gradually remembers some details and becomes a changed man, a mystic, spouting prophetically in a manner that strikes his former friends as deranged. It sounds like a UFO abduction case, but in fact, the same description could apply to stories of faerie, which once were all the rage in the British Isles. Fairy lore is as rich and strange as a modern UFO phenomenon, persisted for hundreds of years, and, like UFOlogy, is blessed and or cursed with a curious mixture of highly credible eyewitness accounts, puzzling physical evidence, inconclusive prophecy, and outright hoaxes. But even fairy tales have historical precedents. Anyone who has read, say, the Greek myths or the ancient Hebrew scriptures will be familiar with tales of angels, demons, and gods who appear as strange beings in strange craft, and whose appearances to humans are often accompanied by visions, lost time, and, if we are honest about it, a healthy dash of outright terror. Extraterrestrials were never a particularly good explanation for UFOs. There was always, for example, the problem of motivation, along with the pointless surreality of many UFO events and the clumsy brutality of abductions. And this view is increasingly common among longtime UFO researchers. More and more, they observe, the phenomenon has clothed itself in occult and religious trappings that seem to have little connection with interplanetary travel. Which leads us to a grand, unified theory of occult phenomena. Suppose that all visitations, all the angels and demons, the fairies, the gods, and the aliens, and, oh heck, let's throw in Bigfoot and Nessie as well. Suppose they are just the material manifestation of some deeper phenomena, some class of marginally physical intelligence that, for its own inscrutable reasons, chooses to interact with humans in ways that alternately terrify and exalt us, lead us on, and then dash all hope of certainty. My postulated intelligences would thus be something like the Wizard of Oz, always behind the scenes, always manipulating appearances, but, ultimately, comprehensible and even mundane. I admit my theory is rather limited. It's not an explanation that actually explains much, but it is at least a place to start. Rather than being endlessly distracted by the current variants of our manipulators, perhaps we can start to examine the underlying similarities. And maybe, someday, we might get to the bottom of it all. Confessions of a Heavy Thinker is written by me, Angus Stocking, and recorded at the KVNF Studios in Paonia, Colorado, with production assistance from Skip Naft. Archived episodes are available at kvnf.org.